Lead Your Life Podcast, Episode 7, Overcoming Your Greatness, Inertia.
This is the Lead Your Life Show, brought to you by SeasonedLifeJournal.com. This is where we help you get the clarity, boldness, strategy, and tools needed to intentionally execute your idea, share your story, and influence the world with your genius.
Hello and welcome. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you today. What have you been up to these holidays? I want to believe, just like I am doing, you have been making the most of the holidays. Creating memorable experiences with friends and with families. Welcome to the 2016 Christmas edition of Lead Your Life Podcast. My name is Abraham Ologundudu. This is the 7th episode powered by Seasoned Life Journal. Thank you for tuning in to this episode if you are a regular listener. And if this is your first time of joining the Lead Your Life Podcast, I'm glad to have you. And I believe that you will find value, great value for your time today. Today, we would be featuring a great mind. He would be sharing awesome inspiration on overcoming your greatness in inertia. But before I let the cat out of the bag, or before I let out the old goodie of today, listen to a snippet from the last episode. A lot of people are limiting themselves based on the fear of how the world will react or respond to them. Several people make up excuses for their life results by not showing up on the scene that matters most to them because of the fear of rejection. Rejection is merely a redirection, a course correction to your destiny. Bryant McGill. Actually, everything means nothing except for the meaning you give to them. It is possible for you to have an awesome self-esteem but might not be quite confident you can supervise, for example, a multi-million dollar project. The days people accept you or give you great comments, you are excited, you are glad. The days you experience temporary setbacks when people don't even seem to notice the things you are doing, you go into depression. And this is not good for you. You need to take charge of your life and not let anyone determine your mood. But the truth is this, you don't need anyone's permission to be awesome. Like, you don't need anyone's permission to be who you are. So embrace your individuality. Your fears will inhibit your potential. It will make you not explore the great things you have in you. So do not allow a mere dissonance in perspective make you feel less of yourself. You are not everybody. Everybody is not you. Coming up next, tip of the week. How to make the holidays a memorable one. Yes, we know it's the celebration time. We are anticipating a new year, and this year 2016 is running to an end faster than we could imagine. So how do we make most of this year, or how do we make most of the holidays and create memories? The first thing, eat from the same plate with your family. Yes, why not we just ditch the whole serving in the same, in different plates, serving food in different plates? Why not just have a very big bowl, sit placed on the table, and everyone is from the same plate? Well, it is just a suggestion. You could try it out. Secondly, switch roles in your family. So for example, instead of dad driving, mom should drive. Instead of mom cooking, dad should cook. I can imagine the food my dad would cook. Instead of kids sleeping in their room, why not try a switch? Parents sleep in kids' room, kids sleep in parents' room. That would be an awesome test. Whatever way you want to put it, why not try switching roles in the family and see what each person will do in their new roles. Third and last thing I want to tell you is, share food and gifts with your neighbors. Go out there. There are a lot of people who don't have up to what you have, whether food, clothing. Share with somebody. It's the spirit of Christmas. God gave us the Son Jesus, and so let's go out there to give people something that can make a difference in their life. So whatever you do, share the spirit of Christmas. Put a smile on someone's face as we celebrate the birth of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. Jesus loves you. And that is it on the tip of the week. In today, Live Your Life podcast episode 7, we are discussing about overcoming your greatness in Asia. Like I always emphasize on this podcast, each episode, you are more than you are now. There is a lot more for you that you can walk in. There is a lot more for you to express. There is so much within you that the world has not seen. So what is responsible for people having inconsistent growth? Our guest for today will expose you to this inspiration. His name is Heritage Oshofowora, and he is a 17-year-old remarkable poet. His spoken words artistry honestly cut deep into the soul. And during Leverage Conference 2016, we had the privilege of enjoying his gift. He came over, I invited him over, and he spoke to us using his spoken words art. And honestly, up to this moment, I still get comments from participants, or as I would say, from the attendees of the conference, who always spoke about the effects and the impact of those few minutes and those few words on their lives. So I thought to myself, it would be a great idea to bring him over, and if you could just say one or two things with us. So I am very sure you will enjoy this conversation, and see you in a bit. Hello, Heritage.
Good afternoon, sir.
Welcome to the show.
It's nice to be here, sir.
Thank you for accepting our invite. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate your presence here.
My pleasure, sir.
So, Heritage, tell me, don't we humans have enough energy in us to make our dreams come true?
Well, every person has the energy to pursue his or her dreams under basically the right condition. Most people, because of fear, lack of encouragement, most people feel like they don't have the power to make their dreams come true. But as the fact is that we are gods, so basically God has given us a level and a measure of the ability to pursue and create the future we wish to achieve. That's what gives us the power of choice, which in culmination gives birth to a particular event. So basically everybody has the same amount of energy required to, you know, fulfill that dream. They just have to tap into it and decide that, you know, I'm going to go forward with this. Yes.
That's quite interesting. Thank you very much. So let's go into other details now. So tell us about yourself. What do you do? Hobbies and whatever.
Okay, my name is Oshofura Heritage Adife. Okay, I'm the first one of three, so I have two sisters. I have no brother, although I wish I had a brother. So. I am a poet, both a spoken word poet and then, you know, a poet. That means I do both stage poetry and page poetry.
Okay, page poetry.
Page poetry, yes. My hobbies, I like reading. No, not like love reading. I like reading because I know knowledge is important and knowledge is power. So I just do it, you know, because, okay, yes, there is something needed in this book for me to get. So basically, I can say my hobby is reading. I love listening to music. I love music a lot. I love it. It gets me up. Let's just use what it gingers me up. Yes. Right. I love watching anime. I love good anime, not bad ones, basically. What?
Right.
So I love watching anime. But I love spoken word poetry.
You said you wish you had a brother, so how does it feel dealing with two sisters?
It's a strong drug, you know. They are girls, so I can't treat them the way I would treat a boy. You cannot get overly physical, not like beating, but if they hit me and I hit them back with the same force, they can just get. So I just have to, you know, gentle.
Right.
The same things that affect boys don't really affect. As in, you know, they react differently, so it's just it's a good experience.
All right, thank you. So I think I need to ask at this point, when did you start spoken word poetry?
Okay. I started spoken word poetry when I was around 12. Back then, I didn't really know it was like spoken word poetry. All I knew was that an uncle would write a piece and give us to present most times on our reverend's, our pastor's birthday.
Okay.
So, you know, he would give us, who practice the presentation, then come on stage. It was until I was around 14 that I started knowing that, okay, this is spoken word poetry. When I was around 15, I started actually writing my own pieces, like together, compiling them together and, you know, presenting. So basically, let's say I've been doing spoken word since I was 12, basically, yes.
All right. So I can invariably say that it was a discovery based on delegation from someone else that you found out that you were very good in.
Yes.
Okay, so moving to our topic for today, earlier I said today we'll be talking about greatness in Asia. We'll be looking at how to overcome individual greatness in Asia, how people stand in the way of themselves, and how we could look into things we can do to overcome those self-inflicting obstacles. So first, from your perspective, what would you call a greatness in Asia?
Well, you know, if you have that, start with the definition of inertia.
Okay.
You know, inertia is the reluctance of a body to move from a position of rest or continue a motion in a straight line. Basically, so it's a reluctance of a body to move from a state of rest, that is, start moving or stop moving.
Stop moving.
So, greatness inertia, basically, like the way I define it, is my point, is our tendency to stay in our Goshen. Because, you know, we are afraid of the Red Sea, we are afraid of the desert. I use that, you know, that
allegory.
Yes, that allegory of the children of Israel.
Right.
You know, because of the Red Sea, we are afraid of, okay, we'll drown, we're afraid of, you know, we'll starve in desert. Right. There is no opportunities in the horizon. What's going to happen? So that's greatness in Asia, based on like not moving. And greatness in Asia is like, just because you've achieved the level of progress, you've become comfortable. So you've been doing the same old things over and over and over again, expecting them to give you a different result. Not knowing that, you know, to go higher, you must do greater things, you must take greater risks, you know, improve your capacity.
Nice.
You can't be asking for gold when all you can handle is silver. So basically, that's like greatness in Asia. Yes.
We can't be asking for gold when we can't deal with silver. Mm-hmm. So it's more like expanding our capacities.
Yes, expanding our capacities to, you know,
do more.
Take more, yes.
All right. So let's look into other things like, I like digging into the roots of every problem. So now, what causes greatness in Asia for people?
Well, first of all, one is fear. You know, fear that, okay, this won't work out. Fear always starts with questions. What if, you know, okay, this happens, you know, we before we start something, it's even happening to me now, because I'm trying to go on some projects and then, you know, it's just hindering me in a lot of ways. You know, fear is one of the things that holds us down. Because of fear will make us see the end from the beginning, and usually those type of endings are not good.
Kind of endings,
and the only person that says that can see the end from the beginning is God, and God is always good, but we used to forget that, you know, that's the only person that holds our hand in hands. We just usually, you know, hold these things to ourselves that, okay, fear, this is going to happen, what if it does not work, I'll be embarrassed, and everything. Number one is fear. Number two is lack of self-discovery.
Okay.
Now, the ones I'm talking about is based on people that are just in one place. They haven't started moving yet.
Right.
Lack of self-discovery. This one is also like me now, as I'm trying to, you know, just find myself more and more.
Right.
Like, because most people don't know where they are going, they don't know how to start on where they are going. For example, if you are supposed to go to Iwo Road, but you don't know you are supposed to go to Iwo Road,
right,
you'll be stuck in Akobo, because you wouldn't know the... Okay, basically, you know the way to get to Iwo Road, but you don't know it's the world you're supposed to get to.
Right.
So because of that, you feel like you are trapped, even though you already have the answer to your problem in you. But because you don't know your destination, your purpose, what you are created for, you can't drive at it. I realize that most of the greatest people in the world, they knew their purpose. So no matter how hard the risk were or daunting it were, they knew that whatever it may be, they will still get to that end, because they already had the end in sight. So that's what helped them. So lack of self-discovery. Now, for people that are just, you know, continual motion, stagnant motion, they're just moving in a straight line, they're not making no improvements. First reason is, I think it's overconfidence. Mm-hmm. Yes. They've because of this little taste of success, it has happened to me before, most people, I stopped improving for a while. Yeah. So most people are just like, okay, I have arrived, you know, I'm the boss and everything. So, but I think you need to challenge ourselves. So to overcome something, you need to put yourself in people that, as in, are way ahead of you. They are better than you, as in that it will shock you into the reality that, okay, I need to, you know,
improve on myself
and everything. And then for people in a stagnant, continual motion, I think because of that, they've skipped some processes. You know, remember when you say that it's a process that separates the cosmetic from the authentic.
Alright.
Yes. So we must just go back and find out, what did I miss? What process, what teaching, what lessons have I not learned?
Right.
So you just seek out knowledge to improve yourself. Not just, okay, yes, I'm starting. It's for people that are at rest, they even have more motivation than people that are emotional. You know, people that are emotional, they are not suffering. They are okay, yes. They are just, you know, they are going by, yes, status quo. So, and it's not, most times, it's very comfortable. It's not stressful. You know, it's not stressful. And then to go higher, you know, you must just expand yourself. So people that are actually at rest know that they are not gaining anything. So they have more drive than these people.
Mm.
Yes, so these people lack drive, basically. They lack drive. So my major advice for people like that is that they should go to an environment where they'll find people that will challenge them. For example, when I was in secondary school, you know, there were a few people in class that were, you know, that much of a challenge.
Okay.
I didn't even read much, because everybody else was like easy to beat. Well, I went to do A-levels, and when I got there, as in, everybody in my class
A-levels
were geniuses. As in, it was scary, but it empowered me to, you know, just move forward. So you surround yourself with people that, you know, empower you, basically. Yes, yes.
I think on that last point, basically, is for people to expose themselves to new level of challenges.
Yes.
Like, I give this a scenario that if someone is building a weight, like trying to build muscles, you can't try to build muscles by carrying feathers.
Mm-hmm,
you have to stress your veins, your veins. You have to stress your fibers, your muscles fibers, to wear and tear them.
Yes.
In that process, you develop more capacity to build your biceps. So that's really very interesting. And for those people that are in a state of rest, fear and lack of self-discovery is the main cause of that. So, okay, thank you for that. Then, now that we know the cause of this thing we call greatness inertia, so what are the processes or what are the things we can do to overcome them as individuals?
Okay, so speaking from self-experience, yeah, first of all, start. Now, like I used to listen, you know, starting does not mean actually getting everything you need on hand. You see, the moment an idea pops into your head, you are started. Now, what you have to do is work on that idea, ruminate on it. But in that way, you started. Most people, when they get an idea, And the idea seems too large. You know, they just usually shut it down. Like, you know, you're sacked. Yeah. That's the end. There's nothing like that. So just start. Most people usually think that, okay, the mentality of start is that, okay, yes, you have started. We have something on hand. Some ideas, it took years before they were brought to maturity. You may not have the capacity now. You may not be surrounded with the right people, but just start in your mind so that when the time comes, it will just jump. People will ask you that, what happened? Did you do? But you've already finished the idea in your head before you started it here. So basically, just start. Number two, as for the fear, you see, understand that there are only two options. You either pass, you either make it, or you fail. You either make it or you fail. But, and then as a Christian, you need to understand that if you're a Christian listening to this, you need to understand that there is a God that backs us up. Reverence to say that if God ordains it, he will foot the bill. That means whatever God has done, he's going to pay for it. That's why I say discovery of purpose. Exactly, that's the third point. Discover what you want. Now, then you do that by, for people listening, as in, first of all, know your passion. Christians, pray. That is one of the easiest. Pray. You see, for people, sometimes I'm going to add is that it's not going to be too overly talented. You see, some people, they have one talent and they know that that's, Pastor Godman Akiradi said something. He said he can't sing, he can't do, but all he can do is preach. And that's what he knows God called him to do.
Okay.
And in 6 years, he has a 5,000 member church. Wow. So, even if, for people that are overly talented, you need to find a direction in which your life is going to. You need to find something that you're passionate, not something that is just arousing your emotions. They will die down eventually. Passion, your passion will not die because each and every day you find a way to express it. So discover your purpose. Discover what you're made for. Discover what makes you tingle each time you see it. Discover what rouses your spirit, not just happiness or joy or, you know, euphoria. No, something that lifts you up, that makes you want to say, ah, I just want to do this. Yes. So that's the first. Overcome your fear. Just start.
Just start.
Discover purpose. Number four, don't skip the process. Now, my mommy taught me this thing a lot. When my mommy corrects someone, as in she corrects me a lot, and sometimes very hard to take that correction because, you know, 99% of the time she's always right.
Alright.
And you know, it's very hard to accept when someone's right, but you must learn to just accept there are people that are placed around us for this purpose. You know, it may look like you are smarter than some, but that person always has something for you. For whatever phase you are in your life now, don't jump it. Whereas if you jump it and peradventure you meet success, you are not going to stay there forever. You see, you may get up to a ladder of success, but it takes character to stay there. And that character is built through process. You see, people, so for example, until we discovered diamonds, everybody thought like, okay, the greatest thing in the world was gold. Gold. But there's a diamond the size of my finger that is worth more than 1,000 ounces of gold. But because that diamond has gone through, you know, a million years of, you know, processes. It was just charcoal and then it became a priceless gem. So, you know, you must just go through the process. So start, overcome your fear, discover your purpose, and then don't skip the process. And then for the fifth thing, have a mentor.
Okay.
Have a mentor. The Bible says that, you know, we should go to the old prophets. They've seen everything and they are not surprised by anything. So we must have mentors because, see, they've gone ahead. So sometimes that may seem so big to you now. They already know, like, the stuff you just bust it and back up. The problem is solved. So those are just the things. Yes.
Speaking about mentor, I remember recently I was with some people that in my field where they had a lot of experience, and just merely spending like 5 minutes with them, a lot of questions were solved. Imagine you trying to struggle with that by yourself for a long time. You just be moving in circles. Okay, so we also talked about discovery of yourself, self-discovery.
Yeah.
It's more of discovering the things that, you know, you separated mere happiness, mere euphoria from things that really come from within us. So I think every individual must come to that place where we know the core of our lives, where everything is centered around. I ask this question that if I have all the old money and I stop working today, what will be that one thing I still spend the rest of my life doing? You know, these are clues to what can help us overcome this sudden barrier upon our lives. So, very remarkable thing you shared. Then the other two things you mentioned were overcome your fears, and I missed one.
Just start.
Starting is the very important thing, because the truth is that if you don't start, you can't really make the mistakes, and if you can't make the mistake, you cannot improve on yourself. Thank you for that. So I think we're coming to the end of this short Christmas edition of Lead Your Life podcast. But let's ask a little thing about you. So Heritage, what is your future plan or what are your future plans?
Okay, first of all, well, career-wise, I want to be a... People used to ask, how will you do this? I want to be a medical microbiologist.
Okay.
Medical microbiologist. My future is to work for the WHO,
wow.
World Health Organization.
Right.
And then two, I want to pursue my spoken word career to the fullest and then create a place where people can express themselves via poetry. There's a place called the Bowery Poetry Club. I can't remember where it is. But most people I've seen from spoken words abroad, they said that's where they first found their spark. So I want to be able to create an area or a place where people, you know, can express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there are, for example, I saw something once. If you go to America's Got Talent or something and you do a spoken word, for you to, you know, get a good, you know, you must have done a really,
yeah.
as in an amazing spoken. Most people don't recognize spoken word. Like, I don't know, maybe because I'm not that exposed. Well, I don't think it's very, you know, burdening. It's not an exciting
thing. Though we have people, but it's not really so.
Yes, it's not exciting. Involved, and, yeah. I've seen marvelous people that do spoken word, both home and abroad, as in people that have blown my mind. So basically, apart from my career, I tend to pursue my poetry. To the fullest, and then empower people by bringing them or giving them a place to share their story. I already have a name for it. That's why I just say starts. I already have a name for it in my head. Yes, it's an initiative step. So, you know, it's going to be good. In my mind, it's blown out of, as in such a large proportion that, you know, it's like, you know, they are adults
this?
Your age now that are working for their lives and they cannot still do this, but still, you know, I believe that whatever God has ordained, He will do it. And that idea just dropped my mind. So basically, one of my future plans, you know, to have a good career, be a medical microbiologist. I always wanted to be a medical microbiologist. I love it. And then to pursue my poetry, basically, yes.
All right. Yes. I wish I was studying medicine too. I was really wanted to study medicine, but along the line, I found out that if I really studied medicine, I would have wasted my life since university.
Yeah.
But now I like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think before... I have two more questions for you. I would appreciate it if you could just share a piece with us from your spoken word, maybe something you have in your archive before.
This one is actually a short poem. It's not even a spoken word, one of my poems actually. It's a poem I wrote about love. So
Okay, so
love was a fire made for dragons, but were moths intoxicated by its life, by its light. We got burnt. The fire isn't to blame, we are. So the poem basically says that, you know, most people just jump into love without knowing it was made for mature people who are the dragons, basically.
Right.
So, and they get burnt, they get heartbroken, but the fire is not to blame. Love is not the one to blame. They are the ones to blame. So it's just a short piece I wrote for them.
There were a lot of things they called in that. If you didn't interpret it, I would have no idea what it was about.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So any last words or parting words for
listeners? First of all, one thing I would say is that wherever you are listening to, you need God to achieve success. There's a difference between fame and success. You need God to achieve fulfillment. So if you haven't found God, that would be the starting point. God is the author and finisher of our faith. That means He has ended our lives before He even started. It's not like ended killed us. He has finished everything that concerns us before He even started. So before you go on this journey of success, you need to get your relationship right with God. I need you to understand that no matter what it seems like, God loves us to the fullest. God, everything God wants for us is just to be successful. So the first thing we need is God. Number two, overcome your fears. You need to ask yourself this question. Okay, I've been stalling for the past 10 years. What's going to happen? Am I just going to keep on doing things? You need to sit down and challenge yourself. See challenges on the internet. I've seen 17-year-olds that are doing amazing things. As in, things that make me feel like, what am I doing with my life? But still, you know, I've used them as a point to like challenge myself. Heritage, you can do better. You know, you can go forward. So, number two, overcome your fears. First, know God. Number two, overcome your fears. Number three, whatever the challenge may be, whatever it may look like that, okay, yes, I am, you know, underprivileged, I may not do. You must understand that there are people who have gone ahead of you. There are people who have done greater things. There are people, let me tell you something. People that, for example, you people that are struggling, I'm not going to lie. I envy you. Eh? I envy you. See, struggling makes your story sweeter. It makes people enjoy you more. You know, if someone came out from, you know, a well train home that wasn't too, you know, shabby and everything. Okay. Like, okay, yes, he succeeded. He did was awesome. But for someone that came out from the slums, that overcame every obstacle, illiteracy, starvation, disease, overcame everything and still came out on top. That is what is an amazing story. I said something during my spoken word at the Leverage Conference. I said that your scars are your trophies to show that you have a story. Mm. I'll repeat again. Your scars are your trophies to show that you have a story. So your battle wounds show that, yes, this guy has gone through a lot, but still he understands that success comes through perseverance and God's help. So I want you to know that whatever you may be going through, you are going to get through it. If you check back, you have gone through things that seem worse. Mm. So you must understand that you get through it. So first, know God, love God, devote your life to Him. It's in devoting your life to Him that you find purpose, fellowship with Him, and it will rub off on you. You know, I say you must know God. It's because, you see, if you spend time with someone, their personality tends to rub off on you. And I'm telling you, you can imagine God just rubbing off on you. You know, your life has been blessed like that. So all yes, right. Overcome your fears. So basically, those are just my last words. Yes, my last words. Just take it as your scars are your trophies to show that you have a story.
You have a story.
Yes.
Amazing. Mm. Talking about God, yeah, this is just the spirit of Christmas, you know. Today is the 26th of December, 2016, and we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Mm. So I believe you could just key into the significance of this season. It's not just about the chicken you are eating at all right now. Yeah, it's about the Jesus, the Savior of the world. Mm. Okay, so how can we contact you, Heritage, and reach out to you?
Well, I'm not really on Twitter, but I'm on Instagram. Though my username is kind of hard to find. Just search for Oshofuora Heritage. There's no H in the Oshofuora. It's Oshofuora Heritage. Then on WhatsApp, you can get me on 081-03-250090. I'll repeat it again, 081-03-250090. Okay. So thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, Heritage. I appreciate this time with you. It was really great value for me, and I believe it will be great value for my listeners also. And for you listening, if you want to get in touch with Heritage, I will put the contact in the show notes of this episode at seasonedlifejournal.com/07. So log on to that, and you will find every other detail that you need for to reach out to Heritage. So once again, Mr. Heritage, thank you for your time and
channel, sir.
Welcome back. That was really great depth from the Oracle, Heritage Oshofuora. And wow, it was really a great time interviewing him. In a way, I saw myself in him, but in a greater light and a greater perspective, because when I was 17 years old, I was already about 2 years into my blog. That was 2 years after I started my blog. I started around 15, 16. It was great seeing people comment on this blog. I look forward to more teenagers having such insight and making a big difference, because the world we live in now is the world for the younger generation. Over 60% of Nigeria's population, if I'm correct, are basically youth. The majority population lie between the ages of, I think, 17 and 30 something. There is a lot for the younger generation to step into. So if all 17 year olds could be like this man, or even much more, before 25 there will be world influencers. However, to still get clarity on this contact, you can go over to the show notes of this episode at seasonedlifejournal.com/07 to get all the necessary information. seasonedlifejournal.com/07. You will get all details you need to get in contact with Heritage. Thank you for tuning in today. Until next episode, until next year, I am Abraham Ologunbulu. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in advance. Happy holidays.
You
You have been listening to the Lead Your Life show, brought to you by SeasonedLifeJournal.com. Please feel free to send in comments or questions to Abraham@SeasonedLifeJournal.com. Thanks for listening to the Lead Your Life show.
My name is Oshofora Heritage. My heart busts its banks, spilling forth beauty and goodness. I pour it out in poems to kings, shaping the rivers like a stream. I'm the first among the sons of men, and every word from my lips is sheer grace. This is why I am called the Oracle. So you just felt what I said, right? We must know who we are and what we have. We want to conquer anything else. So I say that because that's who I want to be, and that's who I know I am. So to begin, the title of my piece is Inertia. So be blessed as you listen. Stagnant stagnation, perpetual motion, vision zero, mission you don't know, cruising on autopilot with no plans for tomorrow, with a mindset go with the flow. You see, you're going to feel my definition right now. Inertia, my friends, your tendency to camp in your Goshen at the expense of your Canaan. Paralyzed and disillusioned by the greatness of the Red Sea, fearful of the barrenness of the desert, therefore missing a land flowing with milk and honey. Forgetting that you're on a journey and there are no bus stops, you must learn to brace up and move up even when it looks like there is no up. I must ask you what you're waiting for, because you are the one we have been waiting for. The Bible itself testifies that a created world can hardly wait for what's coming, and you are the one that's coming. You see, you may say, hey, Mr. Poet, you don't understand. You don't know what I have been through. Well, that's true. But all I know is that those things are not you. Your wounds are your trophies to show that you have a story. So get up and finish that story, because it ain't over until you have the glory. You may say, hey, Mr. Poet, the lines are falling for me in pleasant places. But here you are in one place while all your lines are in various places. You may say, you don't understand. Isaac Newton propounded a rule. You see, it's a beautiful solution for you. He said for a body to move or force exerted, what he forgot to mention was that force. You must improve yourself for sit up, brace up, because you are unique, you are gifted. When God made you, he broke the genetic code. You are an embodiment of grace. Your place in destiny no man can take. You are born to solve a problem, to answer a question, to feed and eat, to pave a way to light the darkness, to rewrite the course of history. You are forging eternity by hand of divinity, born as a man to live like a god. There is more to you than it seems, so get up on your feet, because it's time to win. Here again are my rhymes, but I'm out of time. Change your paradigm if you want to leave your mark on the sands of time. Your inertia is only nullified when you desire to go high. Take this wisdom from my lips, let fear not hold you in its grip, sir. Break free, spread your wings, and fly. Lift your voice in victory and cry, I am able, I will do it, I will try. And sit no more in the valley of inertia. Come to this point, let us go for a ride. Because I'm the Pied Piper of destiny and not Hamlin. I play my flute for kings and not rodents. Dance to my tunes and beats of grace. You are royalties, my audience in this place. Let us go in together, because the wait is over. No more inertia, we must bring the revival. A wise man told me, do not be a wandering generality, but a meaningful specific. So here is a question for you. Do you want to be a wandering generality or a meaningful specific? Choose wisely. Thank you.